Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. Welcome back to the Trauma Fire Podcast. It's been a minute. It's been a little while. Y'all know how it go, man. Life happened. But hey, listen. I'm on the fly. Y'all know how I am. But, you know, I had a little something on my mind that I really wanted to talk about. And today, man, I want to talk about detachment and black anxiety. And I'm going to just get straight into it, man. Lately, I've been feeling real detached. And from what I can tell, a lot of that comes from the past, how you grew up, how you was raised, especially in the black community, you know, absent fathers, and even fathers that are there. Like, my dad was always there for me, but I feel like I don't know him sometimes. We don't really have, like, we don't talk a lot. We don't talk. And I understand because, you know, my grandfather was taken away when he was a child, so I get it. But it seems like it's an epidemic in America of black men just being almost like mentally destroyed, detached. You know, it's a long history of black men working really, really hard and having everything taken from them, or working really, really hard and it not really meaning anything, or just the lack of information that the black community has gotten throughout the years. The crack epidemic, mass incarceration, you know, alcoholism, again, drugs. I just think that our trajectory in America has damaged our black men, myself included. And I think that as black people, black women too, we face a different set of circumstance. And I know y'all probably like, duh. But what I mean is, like, you know, they talk about toxic masculinity. And I believe all men of all colors and race deal with that toxic masculinity, having to be hard, having to be tough, having to be strong. But I think in the black community, it's 10 times worse, because every time we try to rise up in the past, we've gotten knocked down. And I think that what happened is we kind of gave up. We got tired of fighting, because it's like, what are we fighting for? You know, we've been fighting literally our whole entire history in America. It's been trauma. It's been sadness. You know, like, they talk about critical race theory, wanting to take books out of schools because of critical race theory. But what I think white people need to understand, man, is, like, our history isn't your history. Although we both, you know, came up in America, Caucasian peoples, not to say that they don't struggle and they don't go through pain, and everyone goes through shit, but I'm just saying there's a certain set of things that only black people can understand, because what we went through and where we come from. And I think a lot of that critical race theory, man, has a lot to do with guilt. You know, I don't think a lot of these Caucasian Americans want their children to feel guilty. But how do you think we felt when we had to open up these history books and literally look at people hanging? I get why white people in America are patriotic. You know, they have in their mind and in their perspective, a glorious history. They came here, they pulled themselves up by the bootstraps, and they got it done. But us, on the other hand, we behind like 300 years, 400 years. You know, there was a lot of information, a lot of growth that our genetics didn't get to do. Our ancestors didn't get to grow and flourish like their ancestors got to. Again, not saying that they didn't work hard, We worked hard too, but no one gave a fuck about our hard work. You know, World War II, World War I. My great-grandfather was in World War II, drafted. They came back to America and got spat on. No one gave a damn about what they did. It was all praise to the white man. And again, that's what it was. This isn't me trying to start some, you know, no disrespect, Dr. Umar type shit. I feel them, but I get why white people act the way they act. But what I want to know is why they don't get why we act the way we act. It has to be jealousy. It has to be envy. It has to be hate. It has to be guilt that manifests into anger. You know what I mean? Because they just can't look at granddaddy. And, you know, I used to sit on his lap. He used to give me ginger snaps and sweet tea every summer. He fought for this country. They can't look at him as a bad guy. They won't do it. But they'll look at us as the bad guy. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think a lot of the stress and the pressure and the disinformation that the black community has got is put a strain on us. All we know in this country is trauma. That's why you see a lot of the trauma represented in our music. Our raps are dark. A lot of our music is dark. I mean, we don't have that glorious history. 56 towns, 55 underwater. Tulsa, Oklahoma was what, 56? None of that was in our history books. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And you wonder why black people are standoffish and have they talk about mental illness in America, you know, the opioid crisis. Dude, do you know how much mental health crisis goes on in black communities? You can't go there and do a statistic. Most black people in those areas don't even want to talk to white people. So you can't possibly get an accurate reading of what's going on in these poverty-stricken, mentally fucked up neighborhoods. Every time we tried to push out, we got pushed back. So we, of course, we going against each other, we killing each other. We got mental issues. We come from a long line of trauma. And that's what I talk about, black anxiety. My example of anxiety is when you're always braced. This is how mine is. It's always bracing for something, always thinking something bad is gonna happen, racing thoughts, you can't get over it, you can't calm down, but you get so good at putting on a face, people can't see it. They don't know what's going on internally. Blacks got that 10 times more than whites. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. I ain't beefing with y'all. Ain't no beef. That's just how I feel. We got to worry about the hurdle of getting out of poverty, then the hurdle of becoming somebody, then the hurdle of being accepted, then all the other issues that we have with our family, in our neighborhoods, and our friends. Because there's so much mental illness, there's so much trauma, there's so much sadness, there's so much sickness. And then black people, we paranoid because the stories that were passed down from our grandparents, the information that we got, the way that we were treated. So it's like, for example, black anxiety is where you get a good degree and you want to apply for a job. But when you go there, you see it's nothing but white people and you don't see black people. And then you say to yourself, damn, should I apply for that job? Or are they going to, am I going to get discriminated against? Like, is it going to be a problem? Like, will they accept me? Is it, like, is my culture okay? So you don't apply for the job. Because you nervous of, like, taking that step forward. Because it seems like the more, and this is just my opinion, this is just one of my opinions. I'm not saying it's 100% true. The more black people progress, the more we leave our people behind. So we leave our culture behind and take on the Caucasian way of doing things so we can progress. And I'm not saying that's every single case, but what I'm saying is that the more we celebrate Caucasian culture, the more we're accepted in America. The more we celebrate our culture, the more frowns we get. And we don't even know what our culture, we don't really even have a culture. We have what we made. We have what we worked for. We have what we have. Like, what is black culture? Soul food, slavery, hip hop, maybe comedy. But like, we don't have this big organization of information and things that we can gravitate towards. And if we do, it's probably flawed because it's not gonna get the funding, it's not gonna get the support, and it's gonna come across as some black shit. And it's like, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's what I mean by black anxiety. It's like, it's almost like no matter what you do, you're always gonna be looked at as funny. And again, I wanna talk about stigmas. Mexican Latinos, their stigma is they work hard. Them some hardworking motherfuckers. Now they might get the cartel shit. But most of the time, when I hear about black and white people referring to Mexicans and Latinos, them some hardworking motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers be 10 deep in the house, getting that money, and then Asian people, Chinese people, what's their stigma? They're all smart. I hear Asian people get mad, like, oh, they think we're all smart. Bruh, I wish my community had those stigmas. Hardworking, smart. Our stigma, thug, angry, black man, goon, gangster, oh, here he come, black people lazy. How you gonna call us lazy when we built the fucking country? Won't no white man working back then doing slavery? They was managing. We was the labor. There was the management. But somehow we turn into laziness. It doesn't happen like that. It happens for a reason. But America doesn't want to address the reasons because America is a narcissistic fucking place. So sometimes, man, I wake up and I try not to do too much social media and the news because it just seems like whenever they speak about us, I want to talk about something. This is off topic. Why is nobody marching for those 10 people that were killed at Tops? Why did they do all this marching for George Floyd? You know, what happened to him was wrong. But why didn't nobody march like that for Tamir Rice? He was a little boy, a minor, that got gunned down by a cop for playing with a toy gun. What happened to George Floyd was wrong. But at the same time, he wasn't perfect. But that little boy, Tamir Rice didn't even get a chance to make a mistake. And I ain't seen nobody doing all that shit that they did for George Floyd. That's social media influence. And black people, we need to stop being influenced by that shit. Because it's not good for our mental health. It's not good for our community at all. White people sitting back laughing. White boy went up there and shot 10 innocent black people in a store, pointed his gun at a white boy and said, sorry, and had nigga wrote on the gun. And I don't see nobody outside of Tops. I don't see social media talking about it at all. So we got stuck in this narrative that when cops do something to us, oh, let's get together. But yet you got these gangbanging niggas that they play on the radio every day. And it's like, dude, we are so fucking flawed. And I don't care who don't like it. We are so fucking flawed, myself included. And it's just like, man, that's why I talk about detachment. It's so confusing being black sometimes. It's like, how should you act? How should you be? How should you carry yourself? I don't know. I'm just out here. I wish I knew. I wish I had a better understanding of this. I really do. I wish I had a better understanding, and I wish I knew what I knew now when I was 18 about how the world is. Like, I knew how the hood was because that's all I knew. But now I'm out here with different cultures and different people, and it's weird. And I got to adjust to this shit, and it's like, man, black anxiety is real. We got a different set of circumstances than white people. We shouldn't be evaluated the same way they evaluate Caucasians. We shouldn't be taking the same medicine as them. We got different, we got trauma in our DNA. In our blood. much trauma. I don't know, man. Sometimes I just be having a lot on my mind. I don't really want to talk to anyone specifically because I don't want to blow anybody's head up or worry anybody with what I be thinking. So that's why I just get on here, and this is kind of like my therapy. You know, I get on here and I just speak how I'm feeling. Sometimes I be gone for a while because, you know, I deal with depression and anxiety like I spoke about in a few other videos. And it's just like, man, you know, sometimes you just don't know which way to turn. You know, I do think that the healing process in the Black community starts with mental health. It starts with saying, fuck these gangs. All this gangbanging shit, that's doing nothing for our culture. I understand that we come from trauma, so we celebrate trauma. But I don't think that celebrating trauma is going to push us forward. It's just going to keep us stuck. So I think that we need to start doing, I think the Black community needs a serious, serious overhaul of mental health. We need to really buckle down on mental health. Shout out Charlemagne the God. We need to really buckle down on mental health. They talk about finances. I think we need to start with mental health. We need to really start getting Black men to the doctor, getting medicine for Black men. And I know it's kind of weird because we're paranoid. We don't really want to take what the white man got to offer, quote unquote. But, you know, we got to do something. Because the way this shit is, like this gang culture that these motherfuckers is celebrating, man. Come on, man. Even back when in the early 2000s, I never could understand. What I understand is this, because I got cousins that were in foster care, that were abandoned. I get wanting to be a part of something, but what I don't get is why we don't fight back against that bullshit. Is it because it's our loved ones that are in these gangs? Because a white man is winning, y'all. We are the descendants of the losing team. We are the descendants of the losing team. And it's not that we lost because we sucked. We lost because the game was rigged. The game was rigged for us, man. It was rigged. It was rigged. Just like it was rigged for Native Americans. Us and Natives in the same boat. Why the fuck we not coming together to go hard? Why the fuck us in the Asian community not coming together to go hard? And I'm not saying us against the whites. I'm just saying, coming from where I come from, and a lot of Black men and Black women come from, it's confusing as fuck out here because you don't know where you stand, where you supposed to stand, or how to stand there. You just like, fuck, you just lost. Lost, man. A lot of the Black community is lost. And we don't shout out and give respect to the Black people that are really, really doing it. We rather, and I'm talking to these younger motherfuckers, we rather put money on people's head, social media all day, falling for the bullshit. And it's like, we online, but back home falling apart. Every time I see billionaires, it's always a white boy or an Asian boy or a person that creates an app or creates some technology, some AI, something robotic. It's never us. And if it is us, it's like, oh, wow, look what they did. It's like, damn, it shouldn't be wow. It should just be, okay, they smart, duh. But we don't get that. Asian boy creates something, it's like, yeah, okay. White man creates something, cool. Black guy creates something, it's like the whole world either don't give a fuck or we stop because of how shocked we are that a black person created something. So it's either we don't give a fuck and support it, or we're shocked and still don't give a fuck and support it. I mean, yeah, we got Oprah and the Black dude that own the Weather Channel, but it need to be more of us, man. It needs to be more Black billionaires. You know what I mean? And now when I say Black billionaires, I'm talking about Black billionaires that are investing in our neighborhoods. There should be black trade schools in our neighborhoods. There should be black banks in our neighborhoods. I personally think, and I'm just not going to be no long video, I'm about to end it. I personally think that black people should not vote anymore. After Biden, let me just say this. After Biden looked in that camera and said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. How the fuck does the black community allow this old white man that used to say Negro nigga, not nigga this, Negro that? How we allow this old white motherfucker to look at us in our faces through that camera, through that TV, and point at us and tell us what we are? Then you got the other motherfucker, the orange motherfucker. He ain't shit. So it's like, man, listen, I know our ancestors died for our right to vote, but I think at the time they didn't understand what this shit was going to become and how dirty the game is being played. And I understand, but at the same time, I think we should do like the Asian people and just say, fuck this, get quiet, and just focus on ourselves. Put black banks in the hood, open up African stores, a West African, South Africa, West, East African, find out our culture, and just do black shit. Just do black shit. Do like the Chinese do, and don't even participate. Because why are we going to keep participating in the fucking clown show? Why am I going to participate in the white man circus? Why? We got a little something something. Well, a little something something ain't good enough for 300 something years of getting fucked over. You understand? This your boy Zell Johnson, man. It's the Trauma Fire Podcast. I'm out.